The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Holy Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. MashaAllah, viewers of Mother Channel, welcome to this series of programs Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. And in this series of programs, what is the theme of this program? The theme of this program is to look into the rich heritage that we have as Muslims. And yes, we do have a rich heritage. That is the first thing that we need to realize, that as Muslims, we have a huge, rich heritage. And as such, our role model should come from that rich heritage. If we look at the lives of the pious predecessors, we look at the companions of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we look at the four righteous khalifas, we look at the life of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's so much for us to learn, but there's very little that we know. So the aim of this program is to look into our past, look to yesterday, so that we can learn from yesterday, make a change today, so that we can have a better tomorrow. But before we begin, we're going to give you a blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reported to have said that if a person recites salawat upon the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 1,000 times in a day, then he will not die until he sees his place in paradise. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, we've said it many, many times, and we're going to continue to say this. Please make an intention. Make an intention that insha'Allah azawajal we will recite salawat upon the Prahfet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll recite through the Pak, and make it part of your daily routine. And you don't have to put time aside as such. It can be part of your daily routine. You can multitask. Nowadays, everybody's talking about multitasking. You can multitask. You can, as they say, kill two birds with one stone. You can be driving to work. You can be on the bus. You can be on the metro. You can be on the underground train. You can be wherever you are, waiting for something to happen. Utilize that time. And one of the best ways of utilizing your time is sending salawat upon the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who knows that one extra salawat that we recite today might make all the difference on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Today, viewers of Mother Channel, we're going to talk a little bit about, and maybe this might be a two-part program because there is quite a bit that we want to try and cover. We're going to give you some of the sayings of the first of the righteous khalifas, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. We're going to learn a little bit about his life, but we're also going to listen to some of the things that he said, the words of wisdom that he gave us. And in listening to the words of wisdom that he has given us, a few things to remember. Well, number one, that these sayings have been passed down through generation to generation. And each one of these sayings that I'm going to give you now of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu are such that we can learn so much from them. And if we learn the lessons of the events that took place in the lives of our pious predecessors and the sayings that brought down, then insha'Allah azawajal we'll be able to live our lives as true Muslims a lot easier. The fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he recited the 101st ayat of Surat Al-Anbiya, and the translation is as such: indeed, those to whom a promise of goodness, i.e. paradise, has been made, they have been kept far away from the hellfire. He said, I am from amongst them. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Talha, Sayyidina Zubair, Sayyidina Sa'ad, Sayyidina Sayyid, Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf and Abu Abeda bin Jarrah are also from amongst them. We're talking about the 10 companions of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ashra Mubashra. And Sayyidina Ali, he beautifully made his thoughts about the righteous caliphs, about the Ashra Mubashra, the 10 companions who were given the glad tidings of the paradise of Prophet, and the noble companions apparent through this ayah of the Quran. Unfortunately, I just want to mention this, that unfortunate is that person who speaks or even thinks ill of the noble companions and the righteous khalifas, especially Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. Someone like this must repent immediately and purify his heart and mind from this evil thinking. Otherwise, he may become an example for the rest of mankind and subject to painful punishment in the hereafter. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, were those blessed, elevated individuals who remained at the side of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam until he's put a curtain between this world and the next. Even now, Allahu Akbar, even now they are both buried alongside the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will be raised together with him on the Day of Judgments. With the blessings of Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sadiq, inshaAllah azza wa jal, we will follow them into paradise without accountability. So even now, when you go to Masjid al-Nabi and you go to the resting place of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then these two companions that we just mentioned, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, they are side by side to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam there as well. So pay your respects and your salam when you go there as well. Coming back to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu anhu, he passed away on the 22nd of Jumadul Ukhra. And may Allah azza wa jal bless him with endless mercies and bounties. Many verses of the Quran were revealed to express his esteemed character and rank. The beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah azza wa jalla, have both given the glad tidings that they are pleased with him. Allahu Akbar. The fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, states that in terms of virtues being registered in the book of deeds, nobody surpasses Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Allah azza wa jalla bless him with endless mercies, for he compiled the Quran for the Muslims. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Now, viewers of Munshan, as we said, today we're going to give you some of the sayings of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sadiq. We're going to give a few and then we'll have a little bit of a break, inshallah, and then we'll take it from there. The first saying that I'm going to share with you is that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu anhu stated, sending salat upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam removes sins faster than how water extinguishes a fire. Sending salat upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is superior than freeing a slave. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hears me on a daily basis trying to encourage you to recite salat upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maybe my words don't have any effect on you, but these are the words of whom? These are the words of the first righteous Khalifa, the companion of the cave of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, the companion who was with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the cave, the first of the righteous Khalifas, the friend of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is saying that sending salat upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam removes sins faster than how water extinguishes a fire. Sending salat upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is superior, yes, superior than freeing a slave. Allahu Akbar. If this does not encourage us, if this doesn't encourage us to start sending salat upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what will? In another one of his sayings, he says, fulfill the command that Allah Azza wa Jal has given regarding nikah, and he will fulfill the promise of making you wealthy. Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, if they are poor, then Allah will make them rich through his bounty. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu also said, he would mention in his sermon, where are those people with beautiful glowing faces who were proud of their youth? Where are those kings who built cities and constructed walls around them to protect its inhabitants? Where are those who were dominated on the battlefield? The passing of time weakened and disgraced them, and they were placed in the dark depths of the grave. Hurry and seek salvation. Seek salvation. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is reminding us here that our life is very, very short, it's very, very temporary. But you may be a king, you may have a beautiful face, you may have a glowing face, you may be someone that everyone's looking up to, but that time will come. That will time, if Allah Azza wa Jal grants you a long life, that time will come where that beauty will disappear, that health, that strength will disappear. And what you need to do is, before the ultimate time comes, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is telling us that seek salvation. In another one of his sayings, he said, O people, save yourselves from lying, because lying opposes faith. You know, this act of lying is something that unfortunately has crept into the Muslims now. And we need to be very careful in the tarbiyat of our children, the bringing up of our children, that we give them such an upbringing that they are taught not to lie. You know, are taught to tell the truth. And it's not something that you can just bypass and think that it's obvious, isn't it? They need to speak the truth. We need to teach them that. And unfortunately, like I've said many, many times on Mother Channel before, we teach them the opposite. We teach them to lie. Someone phones us on the phone and say, where are you? Oh, I'm at work. And the child sat in front of you at home. You're not at work. Yeah, someone knocks on the door and you say to the child, tell them I'm not in. And the child's thinking, well, you are in. But you're teaching the child to lie. And these little things will have an impact on the child's life. And that time will come where that child will not only be lying to others, he'll be lying to you as well. And why will he be lying to you? Because you taught him to lie. You taught him to lie. And here, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu anhu is saying that, oh people, save yourself from lying, because lying opposes faith. In another one of his sayings, he said, whoever is capable of crying should cry. Whoever is unable to cry should make a crying like this. And he's referring here that when you're doing dua, you know, you're presenting yourself in the court of the Creator. And at that time, you should try and realize that this might be my last opportunity to present myself. This might be my last opportunity to present myself in the court of my Creator. And what have I got? I've got nothing. I've just got a huge burden. I've got no good deeds. Humble yourself, lower yourself, and try and cry in the court of Allah as well. But if you cannot cry, then at least try and make a crying face. You know, try and get that feeling inside you that you've got some remorse inside you for the sins that you have committed. And he also goes on to say, O people, whoever is capable of crying in the fear of Allah should cry. Whoever is capable of crying in the fear of Allah should cry. That day is arriving in which you will be made to cry. Allahu Akbar. What is that day? That is the day of judgment. When our book of deeds will be open, when everything will be put in front of us. All our lies we can hide, all our lies we can make fools of people, all our lies we can lie, cheat, swear. But on that day, no matter how clever you are in the dunya, no matter what connections you've got in the dunya, no matter what wealth you've got in this dunya, on that day you are nothing. I am nothing, you are nothing. On that day our deeds will be open up in front of us. He also goes on to say in another one of his sayings, never consider another Muslim to be contemptible, because even the lowest of Muslims are of high rank in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. This is your rank. O Muslims, how fortunate you are that you are high in the rank of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal has already raised your rank, and yet we still oppose what Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to do. We're still opposing the commandments of Allah. We're still opposing the orders of Allah. We're still failing to read our salah. We're still failing to fast in the month of Ramadan. When Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that you are as a Muslim, your rank is raised. You are honored. You are the honored ones. Allahu Akbar. And here we are told that never to look down. Never to look down on a Muslim, because no matter how low you think that Muslim is, because he is a Muslim, he's high in the rank of Allah. So who are you to judge another Muslim when he is high in the rank of Allah? And how do you know what his rank is? What is ibadat? How close he is to your Rabb? You don't know that. So how are we? We are not to ones to judge. We cannot, you know, put all these people in ranks and say this person's a low rank, this person that rank. That. Who are you to judge? Who are you to put these in ranks? But we do know that Allah Azza wa Jalla has raised the ranks of those people that are Muslims. He also says, I advise you to remain in the fear of Allah, even in the state of poverty. Glorify Him as He deserves to be glorified, and seek forgiveness of your sins. Indeed, He is the most forgiving. Allah Akbar. Fear of Allah. Having that fear of Allah in our hearts, do we? I was talking the other day and someone said, he said, if I didn't have the fear of Allah in my heart, I could become a millionaire. And it's true. You can do anything. There's nothing that, you know, can stop you from doing anything then. But rather than trying to remove that fear of Allah from our hearts, we need to put more in it. As much fear of Allah we have in our hearts, that we can remember that we are going to be held accountable. Whatever you do in this dunya, you will be held accountable. Nothing will be removed from your book unless you repent, unless you sincerely repent, and unless that repentance is accepted. So every action that you have been formed, you will be held accountable for that. He goes on to say that whilst being fearful and hopeful, supplicate to Allah often, because Allah Azza wa Jalla said in praise of Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam and his family, and the ayat is Surah Anbiya verse 90, indeed they, the aforementioned prophets, would hurry to perform good deeds, and they proclaim to us with hope and fear, and are humble in our majestic court. Here we learn that even the Anbiya, the prophets of the past, they would hurry to perform good deeds. Those people that were guaranteed paradise, the prophets would guarantee paradise, but they still would hurry to perform deeds. Viewers of my channel, we're going to take a small break. Now we're going to go to one of our packages, inshallah. And when we come back, we're going to continue learning from the pearls of wisdom of the sayings of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu anhu. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers of my channel, The tongue is an important organ of the human body. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said in Ihya ul-Ulum that the tongue is the biggest weapon of shaitan in leading a human astray. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the first Khalifa of the Muslims, the unparalleled devotee, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to be quite cautious in the matter of the tongue, despite it definitely being destined for paradise. It is stated in Ihya ul-Ulum, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would place a stone in his blessed mouth so that there would be no chance of talking. If you really wish to develop the habit of silence, then you will have to take it seriously and will have to develop hard exercises for remaining silent. Otherwise, it is difficult to develop the habit of silence with very little effort. Warn yourself against the destructiveness of the unnecessary use of the tongue and try your best to develop the habit of silence. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, success itself will be in your feet. Let's listen to a parable in this regard. A pious person, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, a person practiced being silent for 40 years in this manner, that he would place a stone in his mouth, so much so that other than salah or invocations, or eating or drinking or sleeping, he would not take the stone out of his mouth. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of the channel, you're watching yesterday, today and tomorrow. And in this program, we're learning some of the words, the pearls of wisdom. We're listening to the pearls of wisdom of the first of the righteous Khalifas, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. There are so many. You know, each one of his sayings could generate a whole topic in essence, you know. And there's so much we can say. And I'd rather me trying to say too much, I'd rather just trying to concentrate on the words of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, for without a doubt we can benefit greatly from his words. It is stated that he once said that, O bondsman of Allah, know that indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has in exchange for his right kept your lives as his pledge. He has purchased your limited life and he has given you an endless life in return. With you is the book of Allah, i.e. the Quran, of which its wonders never cease and its light can never be extinguished. Affirm the verses of the Quran and take lessons from them. In days of darkness, take light from it. Without a doubt, Allah Azza wa Jalla has created you for worship and has appointed the angels who record your deeds to you, and they know what you do. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Again, so many things we could talk about. The Quran is mentioned there. Attach yourself to the Quran, read the Quran. It is a guidance there for you. And be aware of the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal created you for worship and he has appointed angels to record your deeds, and they know what you know. They know everything. They know everything that you do. Allahu Akbar. In another saying, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is reported to have said, the O bondsman of Allah, know that you will live until an appointed time, i.e. when death arrives, of which you have no knowledge. Allahu Akbar. If you can spend your life performing actions, then earn the pleasure of Allah. Then do so, but this is not possible without Allah Azza wa Jal granting you the ability first. Therefore, take benefit from the remainder of your life before death arrives. Many nations live their lives for others and forgot about themselves. So I urge you not to become like them. Hurry, acquire salvation. Indeed, death is following you and you will come quickly. Someone recently said something to me and it kind of like sums up what Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said there. That we keep on putting off performing good deeds. We keep on putting off going on the Hajj, going on the Umrah. We keep on putting off or reading the Quran for various reasons. And the person said to me, if not now, then when? If not now, then when? What are we waiting for? Are we waiting for that time where we can't? Are we waiting for that time where it will not be possible for us? Are we waiting for that time when the angel of death will come? And at that time, fortunate are those people. Fortunate are those people that can recite the kalma. Fortunate are those people. We do not know whether we will be fortunate enough. At that time when the angel of death comes, you will not have time to go and perform wuzu and perform two nafal. Only the fortunate ones, and they are few and far between. So now is the time of action. But tomorrow is the time of accountability. Now is the time to make a change in your life. For tomorrow you'll not be able to make any change. And tomorrow you'll just be accountable for whatever you did, both good and bad. Allahu Akbar. He goes on to say in one of his sayings, that we found honor in taqwa, wealth in certainty, and greatness in humility. Allahu Akbar. Taqwa, certainty, and humility. Them three qualities are something that we need to strive to achieve inside our lives. It is stated that he once said that it has been narrated that one day Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he saw a bird and he said, "Oh bird, if only I was like you and was not created as a human." Why did he say that? He said that because as human beings we are held accountable. And it's something that we need to be worried of, that you, me, we're all going to be held accountable for everything that we have done. He goes on to say in one place that a sincere person who tastes the pleasure of the love of Allah will be distant from seeking the luxuries of the world, and he will also become averse to the people. Allahu Akbar. Distancing ourselves from the luxuries of this world. Something that you hear a lot on Madani Channel, that try not to get the love of the dunya inside us, and unfortunately it is, and we need to try and remove that from ourselves. You know, as Muslims, we need to be planning for the akhirah, thinking about the akhirah, not getting engrossed in the love of the dunya. And like I keep on saying, it's not haram to have all these things in the dunya, but if these things, these materialistic things in the dunya that you're running after, if they take you away from your mission, from your purpose in life, then they are not only not beneficial for you, but they're also harmful for you. But if them things, them materialistic things, don't take you away from your purpose in your life, don't take you away from your mission in your life, then there is no harm in them. But you need to ask yourself, is this goal that I've got, this worldly goal that I've got, is it taking me away from my true purpose in life? And we heard early on, the true purpose of life is to worship Allah. Are we fulfilling that main purpose in our life? Allahu Akbar. He says that since I became a Muslim, I've never eaten up to my heart's content so that I can attain the sweetness of worship. Since I have accepted Islam due to the passion of meeting Allah Azza wa Jal, I never drank to my fill. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Nowadays when we're eating, how much do we eat? How much do we drink? Do we even think of the effects that will have on us? You know that if you eat too much, you drink too much, then you become bloated, you become lazy, you cannot do the ibadat of Allah. But again, we don't care, do we? Because the food's in front of us. You know, we order food, we get food more. You know, our eyes are bigger than our stomachs. We see, oh, I want this and I want this and I want this. You can't eat it all. But that's how we become. Allahu Akbar. At the time of prayer, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu would say, arise people, extinguish the fire of your Lord that you have been kindled by praying. Praying will extinguish that fire. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq also went on to say, whoever desires for Allah Azza wa Jalla to protect him from the hellfire, whoever desires for Allah Azza wa Jalla to protect him from the hellfire, he should be courteous and soft-hearted to Muslims. Again, a whole topic we could talk about that. A whole topic we could talk about. We're now going to take a break. Our viewers, inshallah, we're going to go to the Kalam of the day, inshallah. When we come back from the Kalam of the day, we're going to continue with the topic of the day. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mere Nabi ke pehle khalifa, Abu Bakr. Mere Nabi ke pehle khalifa, Siddiq-e-Akbar, Sayyidul Muttaqin, Abu Bakr. Azdaq-o-Sadiqin, Abu Bakr. Saya-e-Mustafa, Abu Bakr. Yaar-e-Ghar-e-Mustafa, Abu Bakr. Khalifatul Muslimin. Badri jis pe kare fakhr, wo behtar Siddiq. Sarwari jis pe kare naaz, wo sarwar Siddiq. Badri jis pe kare fakhr, wo behtar Siddiq. Sarwari jis pe kare سرور سے دی
چمنستان نبوت کی بغارے اول چمنستان نبوت کی بغارے اول گلشن دی کے بنے پہلے گلے تر سے دی گلشن دی کے بنے پہلے گلے تر سے دی
بہتری جس پہ کرے فخر وہ بہتر سے دی سروری جس پہ کرے ناز وہ سرور سے دی
بے گما شمع نبوت کے گئے آئینے چار بے گما شمع نبوت کے گئے آئینے چار یعنی عثمان عمر حیدر و اکبر صدیق یعنی عثمان و عمر حیدر و اکبر صدیق
بہتری جس پہ کرے فخر وہ بہتر صدیق سروری جس پہ کرے ناز وہ سرور صدیق
سید المتقی
ابو بکر ابو بکر
اصدق و صادقی
ابو بکر ابو بکر
سایہ مصطفیٰ
ابو بکر ابو بکر
یار غار مصطفیٰ
ابو بکر ابو بکر
خلیفۃ المسلمین سارے اصحاب نبی تار گئے امت کے لیے سارے اصحاب نبی تار گئے امت کے لیے ان ستاروں میں بنے مہر منور سے دیکھ ان ستاروں میں بنے مہر منور سے دی
بہتری جس پہ کرے فخر وہ بہتر سے دی سروری جس پہ کرے ناز وہ سرور سے دی
اس امامت سے کھلا تم ہو امام اکبر اس امامت سے کھلا تم ہو امام اکبر
تھی یہی رمز نبی کہتے ہیں حیدر صدیق تھی یہی رمز نبی کہتے ہیں حیدر صدیق
بہتری جس پہ کرے فخر وہ بہتر صدیق سروری جس پہ کرے ناز وہ سرور صدیق
تو ہے آزاد سقر سے تیرے بندے آزاد تو ہے آزاد سقر سے تیرے بندے آزاد
ہے یہ سالک بھی تیرا بندہ بے زر سے دیکھ ہے یہ سالک بھی تیرا بندہ بے زر سے دیکھ
بہتری جس پہ کرے فخر وہ بہتر سے دیکھ سروری جس پہ کرے ناز وہ سرور سے دی
سید المتقی
ابو بکر ابو بکر
اصدق و صادقی
ابو بکر ابو بکر
سایہ مصطفیٰ
ابو بکر ابو بکر
یار غار مصطفیٰ
ابو بکر ابو بکر
خلیفۃ المسلمین خلیفۃ المسلمین
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching yesterday, today and tomorrow. And you know, time is flying, time is flying. We're talking about the sayings of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. What I'm basing these sayings that I'm giving you today are based on a book that's been published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing house of Dawud Islami. And the name of the book is Sayings of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. So I would advise you to download that, try and purchase that book. It's a book that's been published and it's available in the English language. It's also available in Urdu. It was originally in Urdu, the translation, Majlis translated. And I just want to share the Madani pearls with you today. It is stated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he would place a stone in his mouth. And he did so for many years so that he would get into the habit of talking less. Allahu Akbar. You know, when you read these things, it opens your mind. He would do this out of fear of speaking in futility, i.e. futile speech. He would only remove the stone at the time of praying and eating. When his time of death was near, he stuck his tongue out and said, "This is that which would take me to a place of destruction." And he said this out of humility, that this tongue, if you don't control this tongue, it will take you to a place of destruction. Do we even think about that? Are we even worthy of that? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, he would say out of humility, out of humbleness, "If only I was unable to speak in needless matters." You know, the pious predecessors, they would emphasize the importance of useless and needless talk. He also is reported to have said, "O people, seek forgiveness and well-being from Allah Azza wa Jalla, because after accepting Islam, there is nothing better for a believer than forgiveness and well-being." Forgiving each other. How many times have we talked about that? Forgiving each other. Learn to forgive each other. Burn your nafs. Get rid of your nafs. Control your nafs, at least. And forgive each other. Somebody once asked Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that how did you wake up? How did you wake up? He replied, "As a lowly person in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal who adheres to his commands." Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala would fear vanity and arrogance. Whenever people would praise him, he would supplicate like, and he would say, "Oh Allah, maybe better than what they are saying, and forgive me for those actions that they don't know of." And this is, again, it's madri pearl for the mubaliks of Dawud Islami. That, you know, you do a speech and people praise you, or you come on Madri channel and people praise you and they say you're good. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, you know, when they used to praise me, he would say that, "Oh Allah, make me better than what they are saying, and forgive me for those actions that they are not aware of." This is the humbleness that he had. Whenever Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu would recite the Quran, he would have no control of his eyes, meaning he would cry endlessly. Does that happen to us? Do we even read the Quran? That's the first question. Do we even read the Quran? Viewers of my channel, we're going to take a small break now. Time is flying. We're going to go to the final package of the day, inshallah. And when we come back, we've got a few minutes left, inshallah. We'll try and cover some more sayings of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madni channel, just as the one who is mute and the one who can speak, and the blind and the one who can see can never be equal, a scholar and an ignorant individual can also never be equal. Allah Almighty states in the 9th verse of Surah Zumar, "Say you, O beloved, are those who know and those who do not know are equal?" It is stated in Tafsir Tabri, in this verse, Allah Almighty said to the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, "O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, tell your nation, are the people who have knowledge of the reward of obeying Allah and knowledge of his punishment regarding his disobedience equal in rank of those who have no knowledge? For this, those who lack knowledge act mindlessly. They neither know of the reward of good deeds, nor do they fear the punishment of evil deeds. These two types of people can never be equal." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned in Kanzul Daqaiq, it is the right of a young scholar to give preference over an old ignorant man who does not possess religious knowledge. Imam Badruddin Aini Hanafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states in his commentary Ramzul Haqaiq regarding this passage, "This is because a young scholar is superior to an old ignorant man." Allah Almighty states, "Say you, O beloved, are those who know and those who do not know are equal? It is for the reason that he, the young scholar, is given preference over an old ignorant man in prayer. The prayer is from the pillars of Islam and the first obligation after accepting faith in Sharia. Those scholars whose obedience is commanded are given precedence. And why would this not be the case in regards to the scholars, as they are the inheritors of the Prophets alayhimus salam, as mentioned in the hadith? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. And in this program, we're talking about the sayings of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala. And hopefully we can learn something from him. And I believe that if you've only just tuned in, the Madani pearls that we've recited so far from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sadiq, each and every one of them, you could generate a whole program, a whole series of programs on the things that he has mentioned. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala stated that every book has its secrets, and the secrets of the Quran are the letters that appear at the beginning of the surah. He's also reported to have said, "O people, enjoin good and forbid evil. Your life will pass by pleasantly." If you want to have a pleasant life, if you want to have a happy life, then enjoin good and forbid evil. It is stated that one day, a person insulted Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu anhu. And so he addressed his nafs and he said, "Your defects that Allah Azza wa Jalla has concealed are greater than this." It was as if he was considering his nafs at that particular moment to be lacking in the recognition of Allah Azza wa Jalla and his fear. Hence, he did not become angry, and he believed that his nafs was deficient. This was his excellent. That when someone insulted him, he said to his nafs that these insults that this person is giving to you, I'm worse than that. I'm worse than that. Allah Azza wa Jalla can see that I'm so much worse than that. And so as a result of that, he never got angry as a result of that. And there is a Madani pearl there learning to us that how easy do we get angry at the slightest words, slightest even look at someone in the wrong way, they get angry. You know, people get angry that you don't give the indicator. People get angry that your lights aren't working, that you've not given the light. People look angry that you've not given them salam. People get angry over little things. Here we are learning that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sadiq, he was insulted, and yet he still controlled his temper. How? By saying to his nafs that the insult that he is giving me, is less than actually what I am. I'm much worse than that. I'm much worse than that, and Allah Azza wa Jalla can see this. And as a result, he controlled his anger. He said, "O people, have modesty before Allah Azza wa Jalla. By the one in whose power is my life, when I go out into a field in order to answer the call of nature, I find shelter and I cover my head out of modesty before Allah Azza wa Jalla." Allahu Akbar. Having modesty, having shame. And the final saying that we're going to share with you today, "O people, have shame before Allah Azza wa Jalla. By Allah, when I go to relieve myself, I place my back against the wall due to my modesty before Allah Azza wa Jalla." Viewers on the channel, this is the first part of the sayings of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu anhu. We'll have a second part of this as well. But I'm hoping that we can learn something from the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu anhu, and the same way that we learn from the lives of all of the righteous Khalifas, all of the pious predecessors, the companions, and ultimately from the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Viewers of the channel, you've been watching Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow, and I hope and I pray that we've learned something from yesterday so that we can make a change today and have a better tomorrow. Until the next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah, Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Allah.